Police have charged six Queensland men with more than 100 child sex offences. 62 of the charges relate to a 44-year-old Sunshine Coast man. The Beerwah locals accused of possessing and making child exploitation material, as well as accessing and distributing it on social media. Detective Acting Superintendent Glenn Donaldson says another of the men followed children into public toilets and took photos.
It's incredibly concerning. And for me, as I said, as a parent, this is probably every parent's worst nightmare. I'm very happy to say that we have no evidence of contact offending against those children. Those children were unaware as to what this offender was doing, but that doesn't lessen, I think, the significance of his actions.
A memorial plaque will be unveiled at a special lookout at Point Cartwright today. The spot was one of Baylon Stewart's favourite places to go, and it's where his friends and family now like to sit to remember the popular 16-year-old. Baylon died in January last year after being stabbed outside his Bedina home. His killer, who is now aged 19, was sentenced to 7 years jail last week, but will only serve half of that time behind bars. His family say the memorial will be a place for everyone to reflect on Baylon's life and bring greater awareness to youth knife crime and the Bin the Blade for Baylon movement. The speed limit at Tiwar Beach is being reduced from 50 down to 40 kilometres per hour. The new speed restriction will affect the beach area adjacent to Tiwar Residential Village and extends for about 1.5 k's along the beach. Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart says residents have been fighting for the reduced speed limit for some time.
Council has been for a number of years holding working groups and roundtables with the Tiwar Kalula group, which incorporates and includes Gympie Council as well as residents of our North Shore. This is something that they have been advocating strongly for.
It'll be enforced from the September school holidays. Another bus strike will take place from today across the Sunshine Coast. Sun bus drivers who are union members will not be collecting fares until Saturday morning. We're being assured cancellations and delays to bus services aren't likely.